This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Andrew Nichols. The man who killed a fellow patient at Columbia's Truman VA Hospital in February has been found not guilty of murder. Boone County prosecutors have accepted Rudy Perez Jr.'s plea of not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. Perez, who has a history of mental disease, beat 78-year-old Robert Hill to death in February because he thought Hill was a demon who was mocking God. But prosecuting attorney Dan Knight says he accepted a not guilty plea because Perez couldn't understand his own actions due to symptoms of schizophrenia.
As a result of this mental disease, he was incapable of knowing and appreciating the nature, quality, and wrongfulness of his conduct.
Perez will be sent to Fulton State Hospital, where he'll receive care and supervision from Missouri's Department of Mental Health. Missouri House Speaker Tim Jones apologized today for the actions of a staff member who had a loaded gun in the Capitol. A police report says a legislative employee found David Evans' gun on top of a toilet paper dispenser in a basement bathroom Friday. It was in a black nylon holster. According to the police report, Evans has a concealed gun permit. A 2011 Missouri law allows state elected officials and their employees to carry concealed firearms inside the state capitol if they do have permits. Even with a potential federal government shutdown next week, most of Missouri's programs and agencies will continue to operate as usual. Bob Brendel with MoDOT says the potential shutdown will not affect his department unless it continues for a month.
It's not likely to greatly impact us unless it was a long-term situation, and then we would have to re-examine, projects that are about to be, awarded or, our future planning of projects.
Stephen Gaither is the public affairs officer at Columbia's Truman VA Hospital. He says the hospital has an approved budget through fiscal year 2014 and will continue to operate as normal. A spokesperson with the Federal Office of Management and Budget told KBIA today that the Obama administration doesn't think a lapse in appropriations will occur. Former Missouri House Speaker Catherine Hanaway says she's considering running for governor in 2016. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has this.
According to the Associated Press, Hanaway says a lot of people she trusts and respects have been encouraging her to run for governor. The Republican from St. Louis County served as Missouri's first female House Speaker from 1999 to 2005, and she was the GOP nominee for Secretary of State in 2004, losing to Democrat Robin Carnahan. She also served as U.S. Attorney for Missouri's Eastern District and now practices law in St. Louis. Attorney General Chris Koster is expected to be the leading Democratic contender for Missouri governor in 2016. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
And Governor Jay Nixon is asking the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to allow for more research before continuing with a project that's designed to help the endangered pallid sturgeon. Concerns stem from plans to put excavated soil in the Missouri River. Farm groups fear doing so will contribute to a, quote, dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. The Corps says there isn't a problem. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Nichols.